Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson. And at the end of 8 days when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the text. And so we are here in this kind of in-between time. It is between Christmas and New Year's, and things are, in one sense, in the church year, just getting rolling, getting started. We are going to spend all the way into May, at least, telling about the life of Jesus. And it begins, of course, with his conception, his birth, and then on the eighth day. And we'll pause there and go and pull on that thread just a little bit, because the eighth day is very important in the scheme of the scriptures. The eighth day is known as the first day of the new week of creation. So after 7 days of creating the world, then there is a pause, and then on the eighth day, God begins to create the world new. And this is not so obvious around the Christmas story, but just wait until we get to Easter. And on Easter, first day of the week, they call it the eighth day. At least the early church did. All over the place and constantly. And if you become an archaeologist and go over to the ancient lands of Christianity and you're digging and you find a building that has eight sides, you have found an ancient church. That was how they built them back then. And it was to carry the theme of the eighth day, the first day of the new creation. So eight is a number of God beginning everything all over again. And let's pull on that thread a little bit more. If you start counting, and Christmas, December 25th, is the first day, and you count for seven more days, what is the date that you have arrived at? January 1st. Now that, I'm going to share a little bit of trivia with you, okay? December, the meaning of the word December is the 10th month. Whoops. November, the 9th month. October, the 8th month. September, the 7th month. What's all that about? Actually, Roman times, they began the year on the 1st of March. So January 1st was not New Year's Day. Back when things shifted. More trivia, that's why February has fewer days, because some of the Caesars, the emperors, stole days from February to put on months that were named after them, July and August. Regardless, how did this shift? That January 1st is the beginning of the new year. Not quite sure. But to realize that the whole world in our day, and you can watch it on television as it happens, time zone by time zone by time zone, beginning in Australia and working through all the way to us and on beyond, the whole world commemorates the giving of the name of Jesus as the first of the year. We make our beginning with the name of Jesus. And the whole world gathers to that time and that dating, and a lot of the world doesn't even know that they are commemorating the giving of the name of Jesus. So now you have something to tell it at the New Year's Eve parties. Happy giving of the name of Jesus Day. Let's go further on that. Because beginning the year with the name of Jesus. It's not a bad idea. It says that, well, first importance this year is my Savior. He's where everything begins. He's where everything starts over new. And the old is swept away, the new has come, and we are made new in Christ Jesus. He marks our lives. He marks our time, our days, our world. We're familiar with the beginning new, aren't we? We started out this service with the beginning new. We had the name of God, and then after some hymns, we had confession and absolution. And that is a part of the Christian pattern of saying, the old, sweep it all away. Let it go. It's in the past. It's been covered by God. It's been covered by, here comes the next part of our theme, just a hint. It's been covered by the blood of Jesus. And leaving all of that behind, we step into the new. The old has passed away, the new has come, as Paul says. We are recreated in Christ Jesus. Or from the book of Revelation, and it's chapter 21, so almost at the end. He who sits on the throne says, behold, I am making everything new. And the new is a wonderful theme, isn't it? But back to the eighth day, and what that actually marks, and we'll touch on that on Easter, is it marks the rising from the dead. So it's not out of line to say that the eighth day of the life of Jesus is a rising from the dead for the whole world. Because this little baby begins to bring us out of darkness into light, out of death and into life, out of sin and into salvation, out of unbelief and into faith. He goes before us, He leads us, He brings us along. But back to the text, how does He do that? It is also marked, that eighth day of the life of Jesus is marked as the day of the first shedding of His blood. That can be an uncomfortable theme. But this little baby, from the beginning of His life, was marked as the one who would shed His blood for the salvation of the world. And so it had to begin very early on. Why? His name means, what does the name of Jesus mean again?
Salvation.
Salvation. So if His name means salvation, and if salvation really is a serious thing, and if God is saying that we need salvation, not positive thinking and reforming our lives, but salvation, not lifting us up by our own bootstraps, but saving the lost and the desperately wrong and evil and wandering off from God, if salvation really is salvation, then what belongs to the idea of salvation is some very serious things. We sing it in some of our Christmas hymns. Nails, spears shall pierce Him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. And around Christmas time, as we sing those Christmas carols and enjoy the joy of the season, we also recognize And we mark it and we note it when it comes around in those songs. The very serious nature of the mission that Jesus was on. A baby born to die. Oh, it'll be marked again next week as we recognize the wise men coming and bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and burial ointment. Not the thing you bring to a baby shower. But absolutely right on target. This baby begins the new. And how does he begin the new? He takes all of the old into himself and carries that for us. All of the old and the consequences and the suffering and the judgment and the bleeding and the dying. This baby carries all of that for us. And by carrying the old away off to Calvary, he then brings to us all of the new, the rising, the being forgiven, the having a new beginning in the name of God and in the mercy of God, the having a relationship with God restored and given to us once again. The no longer being lost, but belonging, being a part of the family of God. All of those things come in this child. It's the new beginning. That is something that marks out a part of our Christmas celebration. So Christmas goes on, and the days are marked, and the life of Jesus begins to unfold before us. And the year is marked by his naming. And the days to come will be marked by the telling of the story of Jesus and the salvation he brings. And we will go back again and again to remembering this child born for us that we might live, born into our world, that we might live with him in heaven, born into this human nature to take this human nature and transform it and make us over again, giving us the glory of God, taking us sinful human beings, wiping away the sin, and giving us the life of faith. This child. He is everything. He is the beginning. And then as everything unfolds, we find out that he's not only the beginning, he's the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in him, everything is wrapped up. And our life, connected with Jesus Christ, our life then unfolds as the glory and the grace of God are poured out on us. And all that from Jesus being born for us. In Jesus' name, amen.